Yeah, it's a spot.
Right, okay. I mean, I got a bit confused the other day because the only time I've seen it come up when I've been Googling, I've been going around, is in the societies list. So I've been able to talk to a couple of people and I was like, oh, it's UCLan Quidditch, you know, what's this all about? And so, oh, it's society. And then some people saying, oh, no, it's a sport. But I found it in the societies list on the SU website. So as you can imagine, I don't know much about it. I've seen the Harry Potter films. I know roughly what the game involves. Flying broomsticks, I do believe. Nimbuses, firebolts, all that kind of stuff. Do you mind telling me what's involved? What is the game?
It's basically the same as in the books. It's just on the ground. It's like the same players. It's still like the three chasers, two beaters, one beater, one zeager. It's still got broomsticks. They just don't fly. And instead of the Snitch being a little golden winged ball, it is a person all dressed in yellow with a tennis ball attached to them. And then they have to like run around and like avoid being captured and stuff like that. So it's basically the same as in the books. It's just not in the air, I suppose. But it's essentially the same.
Right, now, supposed that I hadn't seen the films, like some people might not, and I do feel sorry for them if they haven't either seen the films or read the books because they're missing out. Bad move, yes. But if they haven't, can you explain it in a little bit more detail so they understand what a snitch might be, what a bludger might be, and they start to get a picture of what the game is about? What does it look like on ground level? What does it look like here at UCLan? If you described it, you went to a game.
It looks
like
madness, really. There's the three chasers, and they score goals with the quaffle, which is a volleyball. And each goal, there's three hoops on each end of the pitch, and each goal is worth 10 points. And so there's the three chasers, and there's the two beaters which defend the goals, as well as like the keeper. And they have bludgers, which are dodgeballs, and they have to throw them at people to stop them from scoring the goals. And if they get hit, then they have to like drop the quaffle and then get off their broom, because that's like they've been knocked out, essentially. So they have to run back to their goalpost, touch it before they can rejoin the game. And then there's the keeper, which is like a goalie, but is effectively the flushes. You're all grinning, and it's kind of paranoying me out.
They're just very excited.
We're just figuring out in our head how it all fits together.
Yeah, I'm just paranoid.
I think we've coincidentally just surrounded you by Harry Potter nerds, but please do continue.
Yeah.
Quiet nerds.
So then there's the keeper, which is like the goalkeeper, and then when out of the keeper zone, they are the fourth chaser. And then there's the seeker, which their job is only solely to catch the snitch, which is the snitch runner is a person who's all dressed in yellow, like I said before, and they've got a tennis ball, which is in a long sock, which is attached to them. And the seekers have to run round and tackle them to the ground and like get the snitch off them. And that's worth 30 points, and that ends the game. And it's all played on broomsticks, like in the books. And it's like a mix of rugby, dodgeball and tag. It's quite a contact sport, and it's fun to play. And yeah, I think everyone who's played it so far has had a really good time.